It is always an honor to do this service at this time of year. This is the time of year we celebrate light. Whether you're Jewish, you have the Hanukkah lights. The Christians assign this as the time of the birth of Jesus, the bringer of light. Why this time of year? It's because it is the time when there is less light. So we need light, we want light, and we seek light. And we have our lights on the trees. And last night we had the snow, which is white and pure. So this morning you wake up with a day full of light. We do not seek darkness. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not illuminating. We honor all these great bringers of light on the altar today with readings about light. Some of the prophets' names, such as Zarathustra or Zoroaster, that name means the being of the stars or that of light. The name Buddha means the enlightened one. The word Christ means the anointed or the illumined one. So these are all very important beings on our life's journey, encouraging us. Someday they'll have women prophets in some of the scriptures, perhaps. And there has been a definite need to bring more balance of the feminine principles, but the light is in all forms, as we know from the prayers. And I'm going to read a few lines from both Hazrat Inayat Khan and Murshid Samuel Lewis as to their feelings of what it is like in this life's journey. And it's as if the words of Rumi come to mind, that I am one. This is as if God is speaking. I am one. I divide for love's sake, for the chance of union. I am one. I divide for love's sake, for the chance of union. So it's as if God created each of us to then seek back and wish to become a part of the one again. And love is the key to it. Love is connected to light, very much so. Let's see if this comes back on. Okay. God is love, and from love the world became, and back to love does everything return. Love binds the different atoms into forms and makes possible the marvels of growing life. Turns man into a miniature universe. Peace on earth to men of universal will who rise above their selfish limitations and then see the world as God would have seen them yesterday, today, tomorrow. It's ever the same. Each mind presumes its own supremacy. We all think we're so vital and so important. Each mind fails to appreciate another unless there is mutual communion. Oh yes, if they believe like I believe, then I like them. Or yes, if they dress like I do, or they eat like I do, or they sing like I do. We get so caught up in our little universes and we forget the greater universe. Yet minds are changing from one to the next. Tell me how these imperfect mechanisms become instruments of that perfection which can bring a person to the desired conclusion. I've lost my nerve. That's fine. I don't need it. We have a lot of times we go through our life forgetting about light, forgetting about our purpose. And our purpose in life is to rise above our distinctions and our differences, which divide one another. We get caught up in our everyday situations, and we also sometimes get caught up in backbiting and gossip. And elevating one and pulling down another, we forget that the commonality of each individual person is the divine light in each one of us. That so I am wearing a special robe up here. You people could be up here doing it too. The images of Christ that we have in this church, what if there was an image of a being in a shape like a Buddha or a cross, very graphic, symbolic, and in place of the face of Christ, there be a mirror. There be a mirror. And in that mirror, what would you see? You would see yourself, your divine self. And that's the important part of growing as a spiritual being. Finding that divine in each one of us and in the eyes of each one of us. We see the divine in each of us. It comes right back. The soul looks back. So it shows that we are all connected. We are not separate individuals. If you took a giant magnifying lens, there would be atoms and molecules connecting each one of us in this room. So we are all part of one another, and yet sometimes we get caught up in the shadow and see one another's faults rather than one another's beautiful qualities. And also we get caught in the past. Oh yes, we get caught in our hurts and our struggles. And sometimes we forget and see someone and say, oh, there he is or there she is. And you read into all the old stuff that you saw of the past of that person. And you don't give them a chance to grow and to shine. And I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing. It's just that I find it so much easier to go through life where you have an optimistic attitude. When you see light in each person, even the darkest seeming person, there's a gem of light there. And that will make your day go great, and your life will be one of love, harmony, and beauty. So with that, I wish you all the most wonderful day and holy season, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Amen.